Another important aspect of the God of Israel is a tension between what we might call immanence and transcendence. On the one hand, the Jewish notion of God, God is present and near. God is a God you can pray to, literally talk to, and ask for things. The metaphor here is God the Father. You know, one of the core Jewish prayers, we pray to God as a merciful Father. That's a notion of immanence. On the other hand, there's a transcendent God, a God who is not knowable, a God who is distant, a God who we can only reach through philosophical or mystical speculation, a God who represents the distance between heaven and earth. That is a transcendent God. And in the Jewish notion of God, God has numerous epithets. For example, El Shaddai, God all-powerful, or Elohim, another biblical term for God. But the core name of God in Judaism is a name that can't even be pronounced. It's known as the ineffable name of God, the unpronounceable name of God. It's also known as the Tetragrammaton. It is a four-letter name of God, which in Hebrew, which the letters Yud, He, Vav, He, it's often loosely rendered in English as Jehovah.